Hello and welcome to today's Daily Inspiration. Today we will be speaking about the warning against desiring spiritual success. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Luke 10:20. Worldliness is not the trap that most endangers us as Christian workers, nor is it sin. The trap we fall into is extravagantly desiring spiritual success. That is, success measured by and patterned after the form set by this religious age in which we now live. Never seek after anything other than the approval of God and always be willing to go outside the camp bearing his reproach. Hebrews 13:13. Therefore, let us go forth to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. In Luke 10:20, Jesus told the disciples not to rejoice in successful service, and yet this seems to be the one thing in which most of us do rejoice. We have a commercialized view. We count how many souls have been saved and sanctified. We thank God, and then we think everything is all right, yet our work only begins where God's grace has laid the foundation. Our work is not to save souls, but to disciple them. Salvation and sanctification are the work of God's sovereign grace, and our work as his disciples is to disciple others' lives until they are totally yielded to God. One life totally devoted to God is of more value to him than 100 lives which have been simply awakened by his Spirit. As workers for God, we must reproduce our own kind spiritually, and those lives will be God's testimony to us as his workers. God brings us up to a standard of life through his grace, and we are responsible for reproducing that same standard in others. Unless the worker lives a life that is hidden with Christ in God, as Colossians 3:3 says, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God, he is apt to become an irritating dictator to others. Instead of an active, living disciple, many of us are dictators, dictating our desires to individuals and to groups. But Jesus never dictates to us in that way. Whenever our Lord talked about discipleship, he always prefaced his words with an if, never with the forceful or dogmatic statement, you must. Discipleship carries with it an option. Let us go out and disciple others today. You know, we don't just stick a plant or a flower in the ground and then just walk away and never look at it again. No, we water that plant. We make sure it's getting the sunlight. We make sure it's getting the nourishment needs to grow and thrive. And we need to do the same for our brethren and for those who we are yielding to the Lord's drawing of, you know, who we're trying to draw further and further to Christ for the sake of Jesus.